The person responsible for online threats to local schools Wednesday night has been identified as a 13-year-old boy. Given his age and no prior record, investigating officers have decided to put him through a diversion program rather than laying a criminal charge, Guelph Police report. Police Media Relations Coordinator Scott Tracy said the program would act as a learning opportunity. Administered by the John Howard Society, a diversion program can be many things, he said. It can be an education program, it can be community service. It's up to the administrators of the program, what they think is the best tool to use, he said. But it provides an alternative, rather than getting the young person involved in the criminal justice system. Going through the diversion program means he won't have a criminal record, as long as he completes it. If the person doesn't complete the program, then we do have the option to lay a charge, he said. Threats began circulating Wednesday with two social media posts, one telling students in Guelph not to attend school Thursday, and the other a picture with two firearms, an image used in a threat against other schools outside of Guelph earlier this month. The incident was found to be related to threats circulating online earlier in the week, who Guelph police identified as a 13-year-old boy, deeming him not to represent a danger to the public. We understand that these things are obviously very concerning for the public, and that's why we wanted to make sure we did a thorough investigation, got the information to the public as soon as possible, Tracy said. He said they don't know why the posts were created or shared, but presume it was either as a joke or to scare people. But certainly we hope the message has gone out to those communities that it's not appropriate to create this content and share it. It does have quite an effect on the community, we hope people recognize that, he said.